Shit. I didn't know you were in the area. IS3 usually lets me know if you're near my current mission. It just looks bad when I blithely walk into my hotel room and CFI's top agent is waiting for me with a gun. No, it's not the first time it's happened. I've done it to you a couple times too. Still, it's the principle of the thing, okay? At least we respect each other enough that it's not personal. Of course IS3 keeps track of you. Your CFI's top agent. I'm sure your bosses keep track of me as well, for the same reason. Yeah, I know, okay. I'll cough myself. So, what is it this time? I didn't think my current mission would involve you at all. What's in the hypo? Oh, seriously? A truth serum? Nah, I remember the last one of those you tried, okay? I rescued the mole, but he just would not shut up. Like, none of what he said was true, but he just kept talking. I had to find a place to hide him while it wore off, which took hours. I honestly wonder if your people had let me rescue him just so they didn't have to listen to him. He just kept going on and on about... What was it again? Some secret conspiracy of milkmen and Girl Scouts. And bullfighting? And Napoleon? Something stupid like that. Huh. They fixed it this time. Sure they did. Fuck. If I start spewing bullshit, this is all your fault, okay? No, not feeling anything yet. I'm not gonna tell you who IS3's top agent in the Confederation is. No, really, I'm not gonna tell you. Why do you keep asking? I'm never gonna tell you. I'm not. I don't know, actually. The hell? No, I won't. Fuck. I can't say that I won't tell you. What the fuck? No, really, I have no idea who they are. There's no reason I should. They never sent me into the Confederation anymore. I'm too well known. Fuck. Okay, that truth serum is some good shit. I just can't lie. And I feel this urge to keep talking. Damn. I need to get the formula for that and bring it back. Well, yeah. Of course IS3 will want it. What? No, seriously. You've got me forced to tell the truth, and you're asking what I think about you. I mean, get over yourself. Fuck, okay, fine. I think that you're the best agent CFI has. The only one either side was even close to my level. And... seriously hot. No, really, it's probably your greatest weakness as an agent, because you don't have one of those faces that's super forgettable. You could probably be a model or an actor, and you could obviously keep yourself in top shape, like we have to in order to work at the level we do. Yeah, sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've thought about fucking you. I mean, we run into each other so often. You're CFI's top agent, I'm IS3's top agent, and you're always dressed up so nicely. Oh, thank you. I hate how hard it is to hide gear under the dresses I have to wear. But I'm glad you appreciated the view. So, yeah, I ended up getting off to thoughts of you pretty often. I mean, why wouldn't I? You're the only confat Asian I actually respect. I'm pretty sure the feeling's mutual. Oh, I think about all sorts of things. Like, okay, remember that mission with the bachelor auction? Yeah, we weren't even there to mess with each other. I was just there to buy access to a CEO's son. And you were there to be bought by one of your undercover agents. So she had an excuse to bring you into a secure zone. Yeah. I think about that sometimes, and yeah, what if I bought you instead, you know? What would I have done with you? I think about having you in my hotel room, both of us naked. I'm pulling your face between my thighs, ordering you to lick me until I screamed. The sight of your face covered in my juices. Yeah, that was somewhere you were in control. Oh. I remember that time we were both undercover in that office and you ended up as my boss of all things considered. Yeah. Pretty much every night I got myself off to the idea of you calling me into your office and grinning about getting me fired if I didn't play along with you. Ordering me to suck your cock. And then bending me over your desk and claiming me. No, that wasn't the hottest one. The hottest one. Fuck. damn it, I was going to say that I don't want to tell you, but I can't. Clearly, I really do want to tell you. Yeah. Okay, remember that time we were in the Dominion and both yours and our covers got blown and their secret police were searching for us separately? So we had to pretend to be a married couple to sneak across the border. Yeah, and we got across the border and went our separate ways. But then when I got back to headquarters, right, I found out that they thought we were both dead. Like, they didn't know we'd even made it out until I got in contact with them. And now I just think, assuming CFI thought we were both dead as well, we could have just, I don't know, gone somewhere. We just gone away. Just go away and just, you know, together. And they would never have known. They'd have written us both off as casualties. You know, shit happens in intelligence work. We could have caught a flight to some little tropical island. I've got some money set aside in an offshore account. I'm almost certain they don't know about that. I assume you've got the same. We'd have enough to live on as a couple. Yeah. I imagine this. We had a little house on the shore and we'd been out playing on the beach all day. I was teasing you in a tiny little string bikini. And you were teasing me right back in a little speedo. So tight I could see the effect I was having on you. And then we headed back to the house. And we needed a shower to wash off the salt and the sand. And while we were showering, our swimsuits came off. All the pent-up energy from teasing each other came out. And you were taking me against the wall of the shower. Fucking me so hard. Holding me up as my legs wrapped around your waist. And then I was telling you that it was time. That I'd stop taking my birth control pills. That I wanted you to feel me. That it was time for us to have a baby together. And you said that you would. And then you were so hard and deep inside me. My body was yours. And I shattered on your cock. I came so hard. Clenched down on you. And that set you off as well. And as you came down from it, still holding me up, you whispered that you love me. And I kissed you and said that I love you too. Yeah, I'm serious. I mean it. I mean it was just a fantasy, but you know, the best fantasies always have some truth in them. Yeah, I hate that I can't dodge your questions, okay? I don't even know if you feel the same way. But I can't help but tell you how much I want to just get us both out of this line of work. Just be your partner. Spend our lives together, maybe. Maybe we even start a family. I don't know. Yeah, both sides suck anyway, you know that. Half my missions aren't really about national security. They're to help some well-connected rich guy get even richer. Like the one I'm on right now. Yeah. They always say it's to improve national security, but it's really just making sure one of our defense contractors doesn't get outbid on a project. I assume your missions are similar. So yeah, that was the fantasy, to just leave it all behind, run away with you. It's stupid, I know. Wait, why are you taking off the handcuffs? Seriously? You want that too? That was why you set this whole thing up. To find out if it was mutual. I'm flattered, yeah. But we can't. There's no way we can just get away from here. And they'll follow us. They'll kill us if we try. We both know there's only one way out of this line of work. Oh. Okay. You've got a plan. Can you tell me what it is? Okay, good point. Yeah, if I don't know, I can't tell anyone. And I would, thanks to this fucking truth serum. How long until it wears off? What? You don't know. Oh, fine. I guess I'll just have to trust you. I mostly trust you. But before we go, I want one thing. I need you to prove it. I want to make love to you before we go. Yes, I'm serious. That's my condition. I want you to fuck me now. And then we try our escape plan. Your escape plan. Come on. Get your clothes off. It's not like I haven't seen it before. We've got so much surveillance footage of each other. No, you first. I can't lie, but you still can. Prove to me that you're serious. Yeah. Holy shit. You really are serious. Oh my god. Oh. You're hard. For me. Shit. I... Yeah. Okay, my turn to strip. I don't know why I'm feeling shy about this. I'm sure you've seen me naked before. Yeah. It's different. Knowing that it's not a hidden camera. It's real. Get on the bed. I want to ride you. We'll have plenty of time to try other positions. Fuck. You look so hot. Let me straddle you. Yeah. Feel how wet I am. I got so fucking turned on telling you my fantasies. Oh fuck yes. Rub that cock along my slit. Yeah, get it all wet. so good. I used to watch the surveillance videos. Watch you fucking the latest girl. Wishing it was me. No, it is. So good. Oh, fuck. Oh, feel me so well. Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah. Grab my tits. Trust it. Just up into me. Oh, fuck, I love it. Oh, same way. Yes, I'm so glad. You too. Good. Come inside me. I wanna feel you. All of you. Feel me, please. Come with me. Come with me. Baby. Hold me, hold me. I like getting help by you like this. I wish you have been an amazing kisser. You're a fantastic lover as well. Yeah. Even if we don't make it out of this, it's worth it to try for a little life with you. Yeah, for life with you. At least we had one time together. You're right. Yeah. We should put our clothes back on and get going. I hope your plan works.